الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. There are seven conditions that make participation in war obligatory. Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, masculinity, health, and the ability to fight. Captured blasphemers of two types, those who are enslaved by mere capture, and they are the children and women, and those who are not enslaved by mere capture, they are the pubescent males. In reference to them, the ruler has four choices: execution, enslavement, unconditional release, and release in exchange for money or people. He does whatever is in the Muslim's best interests. Whoever embraces Islam before capture has protected his money, his blood, and his small children. The child would be judged as a Muslim for three reasons: for one of his parents to embrace Islam, for a Muslim to capture him away from his parents, and to be found as an abandoned person in a Muslim land. Whoever kills a war casualty is given his spoils. After that, the booty will be split five ways. Four-fifths are given to those who fought the battle, the horseman gets three shares, and the foot soldier gets one share. Shares are only given to whomever fulfills five conditions: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, and masculinity. If any of those conditions is left unsatisfied, one is given an endowment and is not given a share of the booty. The last fifth is divided five ways. One share is for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be transferred to the welfare of the Muslims after his death. One share is given to Dhawi al-Qurba, and they are the clan of Hashim and the clan of Al-Muttalib. One share is for the orphans, one share is for the poor, one share is for the stranded travelers. The seized monies are split five ways. One-fifth of it is spent on those upon whom one-fifth of the booty is spent. Four-fifths go to the fighters and the welfare of the Muslims. There are five things that make the jizya obligatory: puberty, sanity, masculinity, and to be among the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, or those who have the likes of a book. The minimum jizya is a dinar every year. Two dinars are taken from the middle class, and four dinars are taken from the rich. Beyond the amount paid as jizya, it is permissible to make hospitality conditional upon them. The jizya contract entails four things: that they would pay the jizya, that the rules of Islam would apply to them, that they would only mention Islam with goodness, and that they would not do what is harmful to the Muslims. They would be known by wearing the patch and tightening the sash. They would be prevented from riding horses. We ask Allah to guide us and to guide our friends and the non-Muslim ones, and we ask Allah to protect us and keep us steadfast on al-Islam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.